Hello.
Raj?
Yep.
Hi, Srini.
Hi, Srini. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. I have Rajat. Are you available to talk to him now or?
Absolutely.
Okay, one moment.
Hey, Raj. How is working from Connecticut?
It's good. I get more work done because people don't. See, I have an open office policy, right?
Right, right, right.
Because you have to keep the culture so that people can come to you anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
But then what happens, you're not as productive as you are.
Yeah.
When you are. I will call you because I am meeting with Gary Cohen on Thursday.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor that Goldman might look to buy a commercial bank,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know this guy, Bob Steele, who was a senior guy at Goldman, was undersecretary
at
Paulson and went to Wachovia, and they have a large demand, deposit base and all that.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything along that line?
Yeah, this was a big discussion at the board meeting
mm-hmm.
On whether we
buy a commercial bank.
Buy a commercial bank. And, you know, it was a divided discussion in the board.
Uh-huh.
I think more people saying why, because in essence it's a low return business. And while, yeah, it may be interesting to develop a deposit base, which is a low cost source of funding.
Right.
You know, what we should probably explore more is, I mean, we aren't having trouble funding ourselves, but, you know, we should explore more global sources of funding and perhaps even, you know, insurance or other things, which also are a low
cost
source. Now, you know, having said all this, they are an opportunistic group, so... Wachovia was a good deal, and they, you know, it's quite conceivable they'd come and say, let's go buy Wachovia.
Or even AIG, right?
Or even AIG, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
AIG, it was definitely in the discussion mix.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their view was actually, which has proven to be wrong, their view was very bearish on the commercial banks, but obviously the commercial banks have had a pop in the last.
Yeah, so that may be just a dead cat bounce or a...
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, because their view of credit losses and all that is still more to come, credit cards, retail, you know.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes all that gets factored into the market, as you know better than I do. And,
okay.
So... I would be extremely surprised if
there was anything active.
Anything imminent, yeah.
Right. Okay. There was one that I wanted to just, you know, see whether there was any thoughts on that, because it would be a good discussion point. I'm going to start by saying, how do you see the future financial services firm, the winners, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, can they just fund with short-term commercial paper, or do they need deposits and insurance and things like that? Because there are some values out there, you know, AIG and Wachovia, and see what he, you know, says.
Yeah.
Okay. And then George, I'm going to be out in the office on Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm going to get George to just write the balances.
What I did is as we had agreed, I just did the calculation for the
75. Yeah, so George will just certify that and send you. I'll do it to my guardian letterhead.
Let him update it to 30th June if he can. So,
right. 30th June it'll be slightly down.
Slightly down is fine.
No, because of the
the cost of money,
And all that. So I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Anything?
No. That's it. Otherwise, you know. I saw, Anil, how is he? I mean, he seems a little unsettled yesterday. I don't know.
He seemed unhappy.
Yeah.
because he did come to me and ask him, do you have a deal with Rajat on Galleon International?
Yeah.
And I just said nothing concrete. I didn't want to get into it, you know.
Yeah.
I sort of dismissed it without getting him into it.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a feeling that he's trying to just do a mini, you know, be a mini Rajat, right?
Yes.
Without bringing anything near to the party, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then he was trying to talk about whether he can participate somehow in Galleon International. And, you know, at some point, you know, I'm also running a business with people who work hard and, you know, need to be compensated. And, you know, you can't just keep on giving,
right? Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, Rajat, I'm giving him $1 million a year for doing literally nothing. Just
I know, I think you're being very...
Yeah, but, you know... Sometimes,
general. But he should sometimes say thank you for that, you know.
Yeah, but he's never ever said, I mean, look, he's my friend, so take it with that spirit, right?
Yeah.
But he just seemed, I don't know what, he just didn't see, I don't think he's, I mean, so I asked you, I've never seen him laugh and be really happy, you know.
Because
he's constantly, not scheming, right, but constantly trying to figure out what other people's angles are.
Right.
And then he seems to know what everybody else is worth, you know, he leads with, for Sunil Mittal, he's worth $20 billion, you know. When you start thinking like that, you know, and this guy, he wants to make $500 million, and this guy wants to make $300 million, and this guy, and, you know, you're telling me, Vin Gupta wants to make $100 million on this deal. And, you know, if you start thinking like that, it's, you know, you build the business and the money will come, you know?
Yes.
And
add value and leave it to, you know, I looked at how hard he was fighting for this 2% in NSR. I mean, it was just kind of, you know...
You know, without a leg to stand on. I mean, you know, I think everybody was doing it because they were magnanimous, good people.
Look, his overall deal in NSR, as you were agreeing, it is a very good. I mean, you know, he gets 400,000 in cash, 10 million in you know
carry,
and you know 6% equity.
Right. And I don't know, you know, I can argue that I did more for NSR than he did, right?
He coordinated
those telephone meetings, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
right.
That's about it, right?
Yeah.
I put in $50 million, whatever, I went on the trips, whatever. But look, I'm happy with, you know.
You're happy in a different place, you don't, I understand.
I mean, I'm happy with it, but, you know, there's a fairness, right?
Yes.
Now, for the last four or five years, I've given him $1 million a year, right?
Yeah.
After taxes, offshore, cash.
Yeah.
Right? And then he comes to me and he tells me, you know, moving to New York is going to be expensive and I'm only moving to be with NSR and you guys. And, you know, is there anything more we can expect? And, you know, it was like, I felt like he was putting a stake through my, you know, stomach, because instead of saying thank you, you're giving me $5 million after taxes.
The other thing is, I don't understand why he doesn't. Okay, you mention it once, and if people want to do it, they will come. I mean, like the NSR thing, you mention it once, if people want to do it, they will do it for you. Otherwise, you just say, okay, you know, fine.
No, the thing is, you know, if he comes and does a big deal and he's instrumental in orchestrating the deal and getting it done, right? People might say, hey, here's a bonus, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it'll be fun to do this.
It'll be fun to do this thing. I think
so. We'll, you know, and keep your eyes and ears open if you hear anything, just anything that you think may be interesting. And I will track it down and see what's in the market. And, you know, I'll bring that angle to it, you know?
Do you have 2 more minutes?
Yes, of course.
First, I wanted to get your opinion on whether you think I should do this KKR thing. And second, I want to tell you about what I learned, kind of maybe the deal he's going to offer me, which I want to bounce off you. If you first, I mean, you know, do you really feel in the gut that given everything, it's a good thing to do?
I think so. I think if you do it in a way, see, right now, I think everybody expects you to spend 100% of your time other than charity on NSR, right? You know,
that's
you shouldn't,
not the full...
Or 40% or 50%.
Yeah, 40%.
And I think you have to just kill that right away, right?
Yeah.
and say that your value added is not to do cash flows and not to, you know, that your value added is to bring people together, deals together, at the right time make the call, introduce people, so on and so forth. You know, like the old merchant bank.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I've
and
been
that is,
doing.
That is, yeah. And that's what the, if anybody complains that you're not spending one day or 2 days or you promise that, then they're not understanding your value.
No,
right?
Correct. And I told Parag, I said, Parag, if you can point to anything you would like me to do for NSR that I'm not doing, please do that, you know?
Yeah. So I think you were instrumental in architecting this NSR, in raising capital, and in giving it huge credibility in India.
Mm-hmm.
Huge credibility.
Yeah.
In fact, giving, and that is worth a lot, right?
Yeah.
But I think you should not be boxed into NSR.
No, I'm not. So I think the condition is, I have had that discussion with Parag. I said, look, you know, firstly, you know, I don't buy any of that, and I'm going to do what I'm good at. I'm not going to do other stuff, and that'll be of immense value. And by the way, who are you to say anything? Because you said you're going to spend 180 days a day in India, and you have hardly done that, and you're doing three other things. So Parag, automatically just shut up after that. He's never said it.
So I think that you table that first, right?
Yeah, that's done. That's done.
The second thing I think is you create a platform, whatever, right?
In a way, that's also there. I mean, it's a portfolio of things.
Of things that you enjoy doing and you want to do, and that you can add value at, right? So Galleon International.
By
can
the way,
be
on
one.
That, I want you to keep us to keep having the dialogue as to what, you know, how I can be helpful in Galleon International. By the way, not Galleon International, Galleon Group. I mean, you've given
Galleon
me
Group,
a position
right.
in Galleon International. That's good enough.
Yes.
You know,
I am now at a point where in the last couple of years, I'm building, right, rather than just making returns and not building, right? So I'm putting the structure in place and all of that, right? So we will build this to a $10 billion company, hopefully by the end of 2009.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's sort of the goal, right?
Yeah.
So my goal, what I told people, was 2010, we enter with $10
billion. Right. And there, you know, I do want to, I will now, next week, I've been having periodic meetings with these guys on the fundraising side, and I'll continue to do that. And, you know, they pull me in, but I'm, you know, please keep telling them, they should pull me in wherever they think I can add value. And,
you
should feel the same. Any meeting you want me to, you know, come at that kind of thing.
So that thing. So I think, you know, having a portfolio of opportunities, right, to really leverage your, you know, experience, it's the right way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even this AT&T thing, right?
Yeah.
You can easily recruit a top-notch guy, a Parag equivalent,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And give him 30% of the economics,
yes,
or 35%
absolutely.
Economics, right?
Absolutely.
And tell Parag, look, this is my contact, right?
Yeah.
They are doing it.
Oh, he knows that.
Me.
He knows that, and he acknowledges it. I mean, this won't happen without...
And that for me to execute this properly... Right.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to recruit somebody. I don't know who it is, but you know, you recruit somebody.
By the way, already told that to him. That's already.
Okay. And that you know might or might not use NSR's people on the ground, because this guy also might say, look, I don't think Vivek is the right guy. I might need my own guy. You know.
Vivek is not the right guy. Yeah.
Right. For telecom, right?
Yeah.
So he might create
his
own. He might craft it his way, right?
Yeah.
And you said, you know, that, I mean, just because Parag came to a meeting on two at AT&T doesn't mean that, you know.
Oh, he didn't even come. It was a phone call. I have done all the meetings.
Meetings. So I think you do that and you get somebody that you enjoy working with.
Yeah.
Like today, I got a call from a guy called Varun Berry. I can't remember who
I know Varun very well, former McKinsey guy.
Okay, he called me. And he said there's a Sintel deal, right?
Yeah.
That we were looking at and whether I'd be interested. And I said, look, I'm not doing private equity, but talk to Parag, you know? And he said, I've been trying to get a hold of Parag and, you know,
yeah.
I said, just send him an email, right? He was only here for, and apparently he's running like a $700 million Asia fund or something, you know?
Correct.
Based on India, in India or?
Telecom. It's a telecom fund. I'm actually an investor in that fund.
Okay, he's running a telecom fund, so maybe that they're exiting this investment something, right?
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, there are people, I remember meeting him because he seemed very familiar with me, and hello, Raj, how are you? And I just couldn't put a face to a name, you know, so I chatted like I knew him, right? But he's only here for 2 days, today and tomorrow. But there are people like that, that if you give him 25-30% of the economy... you know, Rajat, how I built the firm was I kept 50% of the profits.
Yeah.
For my, you know, talking to investors and to, you know, building the thing and being the resident shrink and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I gave 50% away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I kept the equity myself.
Yeah.
And then when the firm got to the point where I needed to give equity, I gave equity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so that model, and that's how I got reasonably wealthy because in the early stages, you know, you build and then your capital grows for you,
no,
right?
No, that's right. That's right.
I think that model of, you know, giving away half to the team is, if Shaukat raises money, he's going to give half the incentive fee to his team, you know? And you do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't give any equity right now.
Yeah.
Right? At some point, if you think you need to give equity, you give equity, you know? Because I'll tell you what everybody forgets. The first fund is the toughest to raise. The first telecom fund is the toughest to raise. To get that first anchor investor... it's the toughest. Once you get that and you get the first fund going, then based on a few war stories you can raise, a lot of people won't even look at first-time funds.
That's right. So, you know, going back to, I mean, that is kind of the setup that I have. I do agree that I've been kind of, you know, naturally on private equity stuff, reaching out to NSR, but I have already told Parag that I want this telecom fund to be separate. So, you know, I have to go and...
You just have to find one good guy who can build it for you.
Right.
And once you get one good guy, you know, whether it is Ramesh or whoever, right?
Yeah.
Who knows telecom and who's willing to work with you.
Yeah.
Now you'll find that, you know, Anil will put his hand up for some equity in that and you know, and that, I mean, I don't think he needs any, but, you know, that's your call.
I mean, you know, that's a minor point. I mean, I'm even fine with it, but here's the KKR advice, so.
And the KKR, I would do it in a heartbeat.